Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast, your go-to source for the latest immigration updates across Canada. In this episode, we'll cover the launch of new immigration pilots, the reopening of the Parents and Grandparents Program, insights into immigrant employment trends, and Ontario's efforts to address its nursing shortage. Let's dive right in. New rural and Francophone immigration pilots. On May 21, 2024, Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, IRCC, opened the application process for the Rural Community Immigration Pilot and Francophone Community Immigration Pilot. These pilots aim to encourage economic development organizations to represent their communities and demonstrate how immigration can boost their local economies. Up to 15 communities will be selected based on economic need, services for newcomers, and collaboration capabilities. The pilots aim to process up to 5,500 permanent resident applications annually, addressing economic and demographic challenges in rural and Francophone minority communities. Parents and Grandparents Program Invitations. Starting May 21, 2024, IRCC is issuing invitations to sponsors for the Parents and Grandparents Program, PGP, aiming to approve 20,500 applications for permanent residents. Eligible sponsors must be Canadian citizens or permanent residents, meet income requirements, and sign an undertaking to support their sponsored relatives financially for 20 years. This program's reopening is welcome news for families seeking to reunite with their loved ones in Canada. Immigrant employment trends. Recent data from Statistics Canada and the Royal Bank of Canada reveal that immigrant seniors work longer than their Canadian-born peers due to financial needs, retiring 2 years later on average. According to the report, more immigrants over 55 are employed than Canadian-born workers, with the average retirement age for immigrants in Canada being 66. While some immigrants work past 65 by choice, a higher percentage do so out of necessity, indicating potential challenges in retirement preparedness. Ontario's nursing shortage. Ontario's nursing shortage is projected to worsen, with a deficit of 13,200 nurses by the end of 2024, increasing to 33,200 by 2032. To address this, Ontario Premier Doug Ford has asked the College of Nurses of Ontario to expedite the recognition of internationally trained nurses' credentials. Changes to Canada's Federal Skilled Worker Program have also expanded the list of eligible occupations to include nurse aides and orderlies. Foreign nationals qualified to work as nurses in Canada can seek jobs and apply for permanent residency through various federal and provincial economic immigration programs. That's all for this episode of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Stay tuned for more updates and in-depth analysis on the latest immigration developments across the country. Until next time, stay informed and engaged.